You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI, Public Radio International, in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, we've been talking all week with you, Takeaway listener, about what the middle class means to you. And our Sherpa for much of that conversation has been New York Times finance reporter Sherpa and Takeaway contributor Louise Story. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
Have you ever been called a Sherpa before?
No, I'm so honored. Sherpa. Yeah. That's a new one.
You have been the Sherpa, sort of being our guide to the middle class, who identifies as the middle class and what the economics of the middle class are. But the most important part about this has been hearing from Takeaway listeners. Listen to this one.
Philip from Wawa, Oklahoma. I think what makes me middle class is that I can still afford to buy bread, but I have to worry about the price of bread. So, I mean, I can still buy things, but I always have to worry about the basics.
So for him, being middle class means not having to worry about the basics at all, even though he can buy other things he wants. Where Celia from Massachusetts wrote to us, I joke that my husband and I are, quote, downwardly mobile. He's a social worker who has been laid off twice during the economic downturn since we were married in 1985. I worked various jobs and haven't earned a bachelor degree yet. We're both working right now. Thank God we have two children in college. Most people we know work too many hours. Health insurance is a big issue, and there are no savings. So that's Celia from Massachusetts, says she's downwardly mobile, but still seems to think of herself as middle class. Listen to one more listener about the income gap.
My name is Michael from South Florida. What I notice is big gapening, if I may use that made-up word, a big widening of the middle upper class to lower class. I noticed that, in my opinion, America is going down very fast. I see places like Asia. I've traveled there many times, and I see them on the uppity-up, and I see America practically becoming a third-world country within the next, I'd say, 50 to 100 years.
America practically a third-world country, and that would mean a shrinking middle class. Well, what signifies your own economic class? Middle, lower, upper, upper-middle, lower, upper? Upper lower? Is there an upper lower? There might be in America. There's so many other classifications. Take a look at your surroundings. Take a photo of the objects or images that most represents what class you're a part of. What makes you think, what makes you identify with your class? It could be your car, it could be the inside of your house or your block. Take that picture, then head to thetakeaway.org and upload it for us. We want to create kind of a collage, a photo album of the American economic class. That's what we want from you.
That sounds a little exhausting. You can also just sit and drink your coffee and listen to the radio. That's perfectly okay as well.